Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
All right. Oh, all right. Here's Fitzy. What's up, man?
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of intro. Oh, here's Fitzy. Yeah. Do me a favor and try and curtail your friggin' enthusiasm on this giant Adele song of a friggin' Monday.
Well, I mean, listen, that was at least a good football game, right?
No, it was a great football game. That's the thing, is like, now we all have to play the role of gracious loser. Like, oh, it was at least a good football game. That's like the next day, like when you're so hungover. Like, you literally feel like there's a construction crew in your face, and you just want to vomit and shard at the same time. And people are like, that was at least a great party, right? No, it wasn't. I want to die right now.
Do you believe, Spaz was just saying this proves that the NFL is scripted, and that's the way that game was supposed to go, just to keep everybody interested and to get the ratings up.
Oh, 100%. Oh. There's so many conspiracy theories floating around right now because, God forbid, Patriots fans ever just for once admit to the fact that, like, Brady had an imperfect game, or that somebody came in and played better, or that, like, our defense is made of microwave Nutella and cream cheese right now. I swear to God, Matt Patricia, here's a little bit of advice. I'm no defensive coordinator, but standing on the sideline and yelling, Dairy Queen, is not a solid defensive call. They're awful right now. The Patriots defense, oh, my God. Like, I mean, like, my least favorite reality show to watch on TV is Who Wants to Be the Number 2 Patriots Cornerback?
Yeah.
Because every week I hate the end result.
The corners are, I mean, short of Malcolm Butler, who even, I don't know that you can say Malcolm Butler is having having a great year, but short of Malcolm Butler, the secondary is tough. And I don't know, is it too early to start talking about Jamie Collins and that being a bad move?
Oh, yeah. No, of course it's not too early. We're Patriots fans. We're only happy when we're miserable in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
This is probably good for us. Hey, real quick question. Tell me, you guys are obviously a great litmus test for what is or what is not inappropriate. Last night somebody tweeted when Brady was trying to sneak it in during that horrendous series of calls that led to the Patriots not getting in on the last drive. Somebody tweeted, I love it when Brady sneaks it in, and then I replied to her, yeah, well, Bridget Moynihan didn't. Is that bad?
Oh,
too soon.
I love it.
It's too soon on that. Wow, how many? Listen, I bet. You got to go back, but how many? I mean, it's tough to find a bunch of times that those guys have four downs on the two and then on the one, and they aren't able to punch it in. I mean, that's, you got to go pretty far back, I bet, to find that.
Oh yeah, I mean, but all the metrics. Look, after last week, with I'm taking no sides. This is the following interview is bipartisan, so eat it. Like, you know, like, after last week and the shock and the surprise that everyone's in and all the nonsense that's going on, like, all metrics, all everything's up as the new. We're living in the upside down right now. I mean, this is like, it's like an episode of Stranger Things minus the adorable cast from Goonies. It's a nutty world. So, of course, every metric is thrown out. Patriots coming off a bye, that's usually a win. Like, what are the Patriots, like, 100 and everything in 10 whenever they score more than 23 points, and especially when it's done at home?
Yeah.
And yet Seattle comes in. It's just perfect poetic justice because now they get to say, oops, were you on the one and should have run it? Oh, how's that feel? Terrible.
I think you
absolutely
have.
Absolutely terrible. I swear to God, I just can't understand why Belichick and Patricia were like, guys, before the game, I have a couple things I want to show you. One, here's the Celtics-Wizards game from the other night. And two, how about this package of Green Bay defensive highlights from 2016? Oh, God, the defense was so bad last night. How about the touchdown Doug Baldwin caught when he basically could signal for a safety in the corner of the end zone? And the Pats had 9 defensive backs. 9, Mrs. Bueller. 9.
Yeah. No, I think there could be some concern about the defense. I mean, I think that I would agree with you. Although I think that game may have been a Super Bowl preview. I mean, I think Seattle is if they continue to play like that, I think they could get back there.
Yeah, I mean Russell Wilson. That's what Russell Wilson is like when he's healthy. When he's I mean, like that he's got all those different sort of like Tom Brady voodoo sex magic things going on right now too. Like he must have his own Alex Guerrero. When he's hurt, they wake him up every 90 minutes to stretch and to work out his knee so that he can recuperate. I wake up every 90 minutes in a pool of my own sweat with like a half-eaten steak next to me screaming, why did they lose? That's the difference between me and Russell Wilson. How about Marky Mark was on the TV? Like, it got so bad at one point with the Pats defense. There's that shot of like Marky Mark sitting up there, Mark Wahlberg, sitting up there in Mr. Kraft's box, and I'm thinking at one point, I'm like, dude, Marky Mark, suit up! We need you out there! Corner, kid!
Hey, how did they do...
It's ironic he was there, considering the Patriots' defense was a deep water horizon last night. I have no soul.
Fitzy, how do they...
Come on, shut up!
How do they do the concussion protocol on Gronk and know if he's normal or not? That's what I want to know.
Good question.
They literally take him over to the sideline. Gronk, do you feel this? Maybe. What's your favorite number? 69. All right, good. You're fine. Get back in there.
That was an unbelievable hit. There were some great hits in that game.
That hit he took was... I mean, that's the thing. What's so troubling about Seattle for an opponent is that once those safeties get in gear, they got probably two of the five best safeties in the league, and they play together at the same time. That's why they call them the Legion of Boom, and Gronk felt all of that boom on that hit last night. And, you know, everything that those guys did from that hit in particular, which dazed them to the two of them engaging each other on the final play of the game, I mean, that's all legal. They just play really, really, really hard-nosed football. And, you know, when you're going to be the team who makes the mistakes, I mean, when does Edelman fumble after a 9-yard first down or over the middle? Like, those little things that have break... Brady throwing an interception that was like that terrible one he threw in Super Bowl 46. Crap. What a lousy way to start the week off as well. I mean, what are you going to do? I wake up and it's like, I don't know what to make of anything. God, I hate these. Monday mornings after the Pats lose are the worst. I would so much rather wake up and have my grandmother tell me that she's the number one search term on YouPorn than ever see the Patriots play like that.
I will say that Bennett absolutely threw a couple of those guys around like child's play last night, which is, I mean, great to see.
Oh, that's why the Pats have the Patriots' offense is based on playing against your weaknesses, and also they have all that built-in redundancy. If Edelman's covered or he's hurt, you should have Amendola. When Gronk gets hurt, Martellus Bennett gets out there and just starts chucking guys around and becoming the hardest guy to cover on the field, too. That's why I thought they were the perfect mismatch for Seattle as well. Just things just started getting weird at some point, and by the time they showed Pete Carroll chewing his gum on the sidelines for the 57th time in the world, I was like, I think I'd actually rather be stuck behind 9 old ladies paying by check at Stop and Shop or, like, in a hell where only they show Peyton Manning Papa John's commercial. Stop. Why were you doing this to me, NBC?
Is Pete Carroll possibly having that much fun, or is that whole thing an act? Is he the nicest man in football, or is that an act?
It drives me nuts thinking that he's actually just having that much fun. I mean, like, he's like, what is he, 66?
Yeah.
And he's like, and he's just all perpetually energized, and he's always happy, and he always seems to have a fresh piece of gum in his mouth, and he always talks so, like, pumped and jagged. Even after Super Bowl 49, he was like, all right, guys, that was a good one. You know, freeze pops for everyone. Like, how in the world could you possibly go Little League coach after that? I want to see the world burn after that. My God, I'm in my 40s, and I can't even get out of bed and speak coherently on friggin' FM radio in Boston. And Pete Carroll's like, come on, guys, piggybacks are on me.
All right. Well, here's a text that says, don't worry, this is how it feels in Cleveland every Monday. Aww. And that's true. That is true. So we'll talk.
It's all right. We deserve it in a lot of ways. It's, you know, like you said, Hellman, Super Bowl preview. This keeps everything in check. It makes sure the Patriots, like, you know, they just can't go all the way through everything, like, you know, like a hot knife through Froyo. They're going to have to earn their way back to it. But the AFC is crazy now. Like, they're sharing first place with Kansas City and with Oakland, and you know we got a game coming up in Denver, which is just a complete hellhole. So, you know what? Next week they go to San Francisco. It's a play-by because it's Brady's hometown. They'll work it all out, you know. So, guys, everyone, you can do better. Head on a swivel. Be nice to each other. Keep calm and Brady on and GFY, right?
All right, there you go. There's Fitzy from TownieNews.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.